بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شعر في رب الشيخ أول رومي وقت تبريد دورة هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصاب نبر الله مرقده. The title is قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتانے سنگ دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتانے سنگ دل. قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل. قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل. لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل. لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. خالق دل پہ دوست تو جس نے پیدا کیا ہے دل. خالق دل پہ دوست تو جس نے پیدا کیا ہے دل. کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل سارے جہاں کے اہل دل. کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل سارے جہاں کے اہل دل. قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر. قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر. ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ننگے جہان آب و گل. ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ننگے جہان آب و گل. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. فانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر. فانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر. دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی. فانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر. دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی. فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے اس غم جاویداں سے مل. فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے اس غم جاویداں سے مل. رہتا ہے بدگمان جہل سے اپنے دور دور رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں، جہل سے اپنے دور دور جا کے کبھی تو ایک بار، آ کے کبھی تو ایک بار حضرت اہل دل سے مل، آ کے تو ایک بار پھر حضرت اہل دل سے مل، دل کو ملا ہے درد دل صحبت اہل درد سے، دل کو ملا ہے درد دل صحبت اہل درد سے، ورنہ تھا ناشنا دل اختر ہمارا آب و گل، ورنہ تھا ناشنا درد اختر ہمارا آب و گل، دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل، ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بوتان سنگ دل.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabrizi Waqt Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan Qabro Me Ja Ke Dekh To Nakshe Buta Aab O Gil, that the reality of all this outward beauties and all this outward temptations of this world, which Hazrat has beautifully termed as Buddha, yet all these idols, whether it is woman, that we think they are very dolled up beautifully, which in reality they are not beautiful. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that women who doll themselves up and go out, that man must look at them, shaitan makes them look beautiful. And they are accursed, and those that look at them are also accursed. So it's not only woman, all the outward beauties of this world, a person gets overtaken with his car, with his business, with sports, whatever. Hazrat says that these are all made of sand and water. And then if you don't realize in this world, then when you go into the cupboard, then you will see the reality of this. As our elders used to say so beautifully, Hazrat Mawlana Umar Palan Puri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Jaise karni, waise barni. That how you live in this world, if you go after all these artificial idols, then your life will be in misery, as Hazrat explains here. All the time you will be in a different world, different thought and loving, and you will end up into depression, and worse, if you don't do your treatment, you will end up in a mad hospital. And then Hazrat says that that will be how you live in this world, as you sow, that is what you will reap. So if you take the lesson now and sow the right things, inshallah, as Hazrat has taught us in this Mubarak gathering, this is what we have to learn, our direction of life. And if we don't take heed and we carry on in that direction, then Hazrat says so beautifully, Jannat bhi hai, Jahannam bhi hai. Na maane to mar ke dekh. As Hazrat is saying here, that if we don't realize these artificial or idols of this world, they are all made of sand and water. And outwardly they look very beautiful. And this is the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in the ayat of the Quran Kareem, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, that Allah Ta'ala has beautified these things, natural, a person has got that desire and lust for woman, etc. But here Allah Ta'ala, on the other hand, Allah has made it such that these things, Allah has beautified, that when you come for your treatment, these will be the fuel to get the real connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and to fly towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we don't realize, then Hazrat says, then die, then you'll see the reality of Jannat and Jahannam. So if we don't realize, Allah give me tawfiq, first of all of us, that we come with this intention, that Allah opens the eyes of our heart. And we see clearly these artificial things of this dunya. As Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَوْمَنِ الْآخِرَةٍ غَافِلُونَ. The kuffar particularly, and Allah save us, that if we want to follow in their direction, then they just see the outward beauties of this world. The eyes of their heart are closed. فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي بِالسُّدُورِ. We don't say that they are blind. We gave them eyes to see. But the eyes of their heart, they haven't opened it up. They haven't come here to take off that cataract operation in the company of the Ahlullah, the spiritual doctors. When they take away that cataract, then we'll see clearly, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That all these the artificial things of this world that distracts us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a total box of deception. So Hazrat is telling us here very beautifully, and how beautifully Hazrat is making our Islah, that dono jahad tabah hai jisne diya hai unko dil, zalim na kar hayat ko nazre buta sange dil. That you will destroy both your worlds, khasira dunya wal akhirah. Your dunya also will be destroyed, because outwardly you think you're living in pleasure. But like Hazrat says in another poem, that person who's involved in illasad ha'ala, love affairs, he is like a mad man walking around in the road. And on the other hand, he's worried, nobody must watch me also. So what a miserable life that is. That you can't call that life. You put yourself already, what Allah Ta'ala says, Jahannam, la yamutu fiya wa la yahya. You're not loving, you're not dead. So in this world already, you put yourself in Jahannam. So don't do that. Hazrat is saying that you will destroy both your worlds if you gave your heart to anything besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. If you gave your heart to any idol of this world, you will destroy both your worlds. You will destroy your dunya also. You will be making salah also. You will be making ibadat also. But your mind is not there. You don't know where you are. Your thoughts are all over the world. And then Hazrat beautifully advises, Zalim. Zalim is actually in Urdu a word for a friend of yours that's going off track, and you say, oh my friend, oh Zalim, don't do this, don't destroy, don't give your life as nazar. In other words, don't vow your life to these idols of this world. Otherwise your heart will become hard like stone. And people will try to encourage you. People will try to explain you, but you won't able to understand. And today we see many youngsters, and forget youngsters, Allahu Akbar. Elderly people, because of this hell phone of ours, chatting and all on pornography, etc., people married for 20, 30 years and saying, now my wife is not compatible. And you can explain that person how much, but that heart has become hard. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. So we should realize this reality before it's too late. Hazrat says so beautifully, قیمتِ حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل لذتِ زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے دردِ دل. That a person didn't have any value of life till this body of his, which is made of sand and water. So in other words, outwardly, don't think the things of this world gives you any value. Your car doesn't give you value. Otherwise our Hazrat says so beautifully, if you bought the latest model car and you think that gives you value and you're driving in style, Mr. Fly also came in the car. And he's chauffeur driven. So he doesn't even have to put petrol or anything. He can boast more than you. So don't be fooled. Don't be fooled with the cars or with the smartphones or with the fashionable clothing, etc. That doesn't give you any value of life, because in reality, you made of sand and water and you are attaching your value to sand and water. Those things that are all the things of dunya are all made of sand and water. And it's all going to go into the script. Hazrat says the real enjoyment of life, lazzat-e zindagi na pooch. Don't ask the enjoyment of life. What enjoyment a person gets, jab se mila darde dil. When you get that, the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you get that pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that enjoyment a person can't explain. Outwardly, you think this person is in his own world. He doesn't know the World Cup is taking place. He doesn't go to unnecessary going to the malls, etc. But what enjoyment he is getting. And the enjoyment of his salah, his tilawat, he is visiting his family, and that it's all a different enjoyment. Khali ke dil pe dosto, jisne fida kiya hai dil, What is the lustrous enjoyment of the pain of the heart of Allah? Hazrat is explaining here that the creator of the heart, whichever friends, oh my friends, if you have sacrificed your heart for the creator of a heart, then obviously, kehte hai usko ehle dil, saare jahan ke ehle dil. Then people who really got hearts, we all got hearts. But the ehle dil, those who really got hearts, they will say that this person is a person who's got a heart, and he will teach the world how to have a heart. Otherwise, we all got hearts, like we are all the servants of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala boasts about His special servants, wa ibadur Rahman, that the servants of Rahman, what is their quality? And ahle dil, we all got hearts, but like Hazrat explained so beautifully, Hazrat says that the many insects Allah Ta'ala has created in this world, they have got wings, but only certain special insects, the moth, they are called parwana. That they give their lives to the light. Where they see the light, they will give their lives. So they are called those insects that has got par, because they flying right into the light. A fly also got a par, also got wings. But nobody calls a fly a parwana, because a fly gives his life to filth and dirt. So people like myself, Allah save me, if I give my heart to anybody else besides Allah, then my heart is not worth calling a heart. Those people who give their hearts and fly to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are ahl dil, and they are the real lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will teach us how to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another poem, as Hazrat has mentioned so beautifully, agar dil dena hai, to de do usi ko jisne tumhe dil diya. If you really want to give your heart to somebody, then give it to the creator of your heart. Allah ta'ala knows the value of our heart. And how to do that, Hazrat explains here further, قیمتِ زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر ورنہ ہے خاکِ تن میری ننگِ جہاں آب و گل. That the true value of my life, O Allah, it is totally dependent upon your happiness. That all my desires I will put one side, and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very, very important. Allah Ta'ala explains in the 13th para with regard to who are the intelligent people, the real believers, the real mu'mineen. Then Allah Ta'ala says, why? أَلَّذِينَ صَبَرُ ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. That they made little sabr, but not forceful sabr. Like Hazrat explains, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that sabr which you take out of your own choice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, forcefully, if something happens to you, or it's time for salah, and you don't force yourself to go for salah, and somebody have to drag you and take you, that sabr is not virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sabr, that now your desire is to go in the wrong direction, but Allah won't be happy. So you control yourself. Those are the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they establish their salah, they give their zakah, ulaika lahum uqbad dar. They get the success of this world also, and the real success of the year after. So Hazrat is explaining that the real value of my life is totally dependent on how much I sacrifice my desires upon your desires, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, in reality, khakitan, meri nange jaha abo gil. That otherwise my body, if I just love my life according to my desires, then I'm actually a disgrace to both the world. I'm a disgrace to the world. Yet what am I doing? And today we see, Allahu Akbar, openly in public, people are committing terrible sins. And we think nothing about it. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. So that is why it is extremely important that we have to come to these majalis, as Hazrat further explained. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقشہ بٹا آب و گل. Then Hazrat is again reminding us, and very sternly, in other words, the more you love a person, that's how much you'll encourage him, and that's how much you will tell him. So Hazrat shows that the Ahlullah, how much love they got for us, and that is why sometimes you think they got gone in a josh, but they want to open the eyes of our hearts and make us realize that dekh, see, listen attentively, that don't ever give your body that is made of sand and water, don't sacrifice it upon another body that's made of sand and water. Because the reality you will see when you go into the qabr.
that outwardly it looked very beautiful, whether it's your car, whether it's that woman that you are going after, but go in the qabr and see how they look, Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat says so beautifully in another poem, Kalta Naksha Jawanika, Aje Lakab Nana Nanika. That you're learning under that artificial beauty. Yesterday she looked like a doll, young doll. Now she's like an old lady. And forget yesterday. Today the things that are happening, the tremors, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem that the day of Qiyamah is such that will make young people old in a split moment. And we see Allah Akbar, as Hazrat had explained, when they made the first ship, the Titanic, and they said, unthinkable, this ship will never sink. But they made it for all entertainment, haram pleasures and that. And the first voyage, unthinkable ship that they made dawah, and Allah doesn't like we must make dawah. When that ship went in and they were sailing and people were enjoying themselves in parties, and Allah sent that one storm. It is mentioned young girls that were looking so beautifully in 1 minute. When that storm started, they looked like old ladies 80 years in few minutes, in few seconds. So Hazrat says, you'll see that reality. Fani buto ka gham na kar, dekh ye gham hai aazi. Hazrat says, don't give your heart pain and grief with the artificial beauties of this world. Now you painting, hey my car, nobody was scratching. Or this woman, and you sleeping, she is sleeping, and you are dreaming about her. And you are taking her name with tarannum. Hazrat says, don't give yourself these griefs. This is all temporary grief. And it won't give you any benefit in dunya also, and worse in the other, in the year after. Farhate do jahad jo hai is ghame jawida se mil. That if you want the farhat, the real enjoyment, ecstasy of life, Hazrat says, that go and meet up with that grief which is everlasting. That is all the time have the grief of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the Ahlullah, they only have 2 griefs in their life. We have got 120 griefs. What's going to happen tomorrow? What? They only have got 2 griefs. One is while they are loving, for 1 moment Allah must not be displeased with me. Every time they are worried. That's why in their ibadat, after that, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. 1 minute Allah must not be unhappy with us. And we are insan. So Allah kept the big doors of tawbah, istighfar open for us. And the second grief and worry that they got, that when Malakul Maut come, I must go with kamil iman, with perfect iman. And that's the grief we should have. If we got that grief, Allah will take away all the other artificial griefs of this world. Rehta hai badguma, kyu jahal se apne dur dur, jaake kabhi tu ek baar hazrat ehle dil se mil. And here Hazrat now is giving us the treatment. That shaitan fools you. That's what you want to go in these gatherings and waste your time. This is for Sufis, etc. You must still enjoy your life. You're still young. Hazrat says, don't have this wrong notion. That, and this is a sign of ignorance. A sign of ignorance, you have this wrong notion, this evil thought, that I can't go to that gathering. So you stay far away. Shaitan, and this is the work of Shaitan. While the Ahlullah are alive, he keeps us away from them. And when they pass away, now you want to go to their grave and ask them at their graveside, please make dua for us. Or expect from their grave, now they're going to give us treatment. Then the treatment won't come. We have to take treatment while they are alive. And Hazrat says, just force yourself. Jaake dekh kabhi to ek baar Hazrat ehle dil se mil. Just force yourself and one time go and sit and see, meet with the people of the heart. Hazrat ehle dil. That great personality who's got a heart that is connected to Allah and connecting hundreds and thousands of hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not only many people who are in deen also have got this notion, I'm okay, I'm a great alim, I'm teaching deen, but without the connection from the Ahlullah, you won't get the real essence of deen. And like it is famous with regard to Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullahi, great mufassir of his time. And he thought he's involved in deeni work. His friend used to tell him that come to Hazrat's Majlis. He says, Tum log chuwe ki tarah is buddhe ke samne kya karte? You're like mice in front of that old man. What you're doing? But a friend is that person who will always encourage. And you'll encourage your friend. He said, okay, come one time. And if you don't like it, you leave the Majlis, no problem. And when he came once in the majlis of Ahl-e-Dil, Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatul Ali, then Allahu Akbar, Mufassir of the Quran, he says, Malum nahi kis andaaz se bayan ki. Aisa malum hua ke Quran abhi nazil ho. See, the way Hazrat explained the ayats, I'm explaining tafsir how long. But it seems as if Quran Kareem was coming down right now. And when he stayed in the Khanka, Allahu Akbar, and then he enjoyed the zikr of the zakirin, etc. Then he enjoyed the tahajjud salat. He said that at the time of meeting you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waade aane ki shab akhir mein, subah hi se intizaar-e-shaam hai, that we know your special moments to meet you, O Allah. That special time is at the time of tahajjud, middle of the night. Now I can't wait, when is that time coming? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we come regularly, but with an open heart, that Allah puts this reality in my heart, all our heart. Dil ko milahi dard dil, sohbati ahle dard se, warna ta, naash naashna, dard akhdar, hamara abo gil. Hazrat says, the reality is, and this is the system of Allah, if you want the pain of the love of Allah, the true love of Allah, which is called taqwa, the essence of deen, then you will only get it from the company of the Ahl-e-Dil. As Hazrat says in his other very beautiful, famous poem, Hame kuch khabar nahi ti, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiko se seekha, tere sange dard pe marna. Said, oh Allah, what we knew, what is love of Allah? We knew to make ibadat, we have to obey Allah's commands, all that. But the love, the enjoyment of making ibadat in the love of Allah. Forget sawab, in the love of Allah, we did not know that. Hazrat says, O Akhtar, addressing himself, but for us all to think, let my heart, this body of mine which is sand and water, when I got this love from the friends of Allah Ta'ala, then my whole life got value and the enjoyment of life was different. Allah give me and all of us so we can understand.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس صدق الله المولانا العظيم او كما قال علي الصلاه والسلام. Just one little example which hopefully can help us to stay away from all types of sin, and that is a great objective, to stay away from sin. In this hadith pak, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the person who stays away from sin, that is the greatest ibadat. Ittaqil maharim, stay away, protect yourself from all the things which Allah has made haram. Takun a'badan nas, you will be counted by Allah as the one who makes the most ibadat. The person won't be making so much nafil namazes, tahajjud, etc. It doesn't look like that, lot tasbih, lot Quran Sharif tilawat, but he's staying away from haram, Allah, he will be regarded as the person who makes the most ibadat. Allah will give him that honor. So one example, person has got his motor car, and everyone will like that my motor car must stay safe. Nobody must bump me. I mustn't bump anyone, but my motor car stays safe. Everyone will like that. And also together with that, we service our car, we wash it, it's nice, clean, it's serviced always, giving us good service. Another is that a person drives very widely, he takes a bent or also very sharp, he dents his car here, there, he has it fixed up again by the panel beater, he has it reconditioned, but nobody likes that. In fact, there are so many people, if the car came in an accident, it's fixed up again, it looks like new, but the person now doesn't, he wants to change his car. It came in an accident, I don't want this car anymore. So that is one. And the third stage is, your car is such a condition that it's not worth repairing. It now goes and lies in the scrapyard. So which condition will we like for our car? Everyone will like the first condition. Similarly with that, just take another example, our body. That one is, our body, Allah gave it, like perfect from the mother's womb. Almost every child, here and there sometimes something, there is a problem, but every child, no, the children don't even ever have to test the sugar, the blood pressure, cholesterol, it's all perfect. So if a person now maintains a good lifestyle, his eating habits are good, he doesn't indulge in intoxicants, liquor, drugs, cigarettes, all these filthy things, he doesn't indulge in that. Food he eats, good healthy food, what food he eats, he works it out also, and a good healthy lifestyle he's got, so hopefully he lives also a nice life. Many people are such, they are all 70, 80, they say we never took one tablet in our whole life. There are such people who are present with us. So one is that life. One is we get all the things. Now a person has too much of smoking, etc. Now he's got a lung problem. Now he has to go for that treatment. They treat him. He comes right. Now again it's like reconditioned. The panel beats him. How many of us, what sports gave us is just now knee replacement now. This problem, that problem, many people like this. And let us all take lessons. Just now, recently in one town, youngsters wanted to speed, and they started racing one another, and a terrible accident. Now one is a cabbage, he's paralyzed, young person. Now he's just paralyzed, he's lying on the bed, burden for himself, burden for other people. One is that lifestyle. Now you get all this knocks from every side. And sometimes you come right also, otherwise now you even reach that stage that you are like paralyzed, you're just like a cabbage, you're just lying in the bed. Nobody likes that also. Everyone would like to be pure, clean, without any. We didn't have this accident, we didn't have that accident. Nice. So exactly like that with our ruh and our soul. Alladhina amanu walam yalbisu. That person who brought iman and he didn't do any wrong with that iman, he remained clean. Ulaika lahumul amn. These people will have peace, proper peace, who didn't commit any guna. So if we stay away from all guna and we stay clean, this person has a high position by Allah tabarak ta'ala. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says, a person who committed gunas, he makes tawbah, now again he's clean by Allah ta'ala as though he committed no guna. Allah forgives him to such an extent. But Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says, he will have to live with that conscience his whole life. That I done that, what a terrible thing I did. How could I have been so bad to have done that, etc. So a person who lives clean, that is a person who lives a wonderful life. In this world also, and akhirat also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and Allah is so kind. We are weak, we do make mistakes. But Allah Ta'ala has left open very wide the doors of tawbah. We make sincere tawbah all the time, regularly, and we now determine that we would not commit any guna whatsoever. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, says to this extent that no matter what temptation and desire of guna comes to you, you determine, I'll give my life. And if I have 100 lives, I'll give 100 lives, but I won't commit that guna. And then see how Allah's help comes to you. That you will get like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, not the command of Allah to slaughter his son. He was prepared. He was not prepared to disobey Allah Ta'ala. He was prepared to slaughter, and today in the world, and since his time, how many qurbanis are made, and he is getting all this sawab. And he did it so secretly where no one knew in Mina, where there was no one else. Today Allah made the qurbani in the whole world and called it Sunnat-e-Ibrahim. The Sunnat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So, and how many people are eating and enjoying the qurbani? And qurbani meat tastes also more delicious. How many people? And when was Ibrahim alayhi salam? So if we learn to sacrifice like this also, and he sacrificed, his son he was sacrificing. We just have to sacrifice our desires. And that also, Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Damat Barakatuh, Rahimahullah, our Shaykh says, that Shaitan, Allah only gave him so much power that he can only tell you, do this guna, tell you, he can't force you. He says, Shaitan can't pick you up and go and put you in a mandir to go and worship there. Shaitan can't pick you up and go and put you in a brothel or put you in a church. He can just put that ideas in you. So Allah has just kept it to that limit. And Allah gave everyone that strength and power that he can repel this thoughts also. So Allah has made it really very easy for us. And with all this, what we will call challenges, this evil thoughts that come to a person, the same ones can be used to go closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we stay away from sin. And we just have to determine. And then Allah makes it easy for us. We be firm and that I'm not going to commit that thought that comes to my mind, or a woman you see and now you want to see, or you're working on your computer and something just came up and now you get tempted to go further into it. At that time, just control yourself. You want to speak to that woman, that girl, you wish to speak to her. You control yourself, you have that strength, just you do the right thing and Allah Ta'ala will open great, great doors for a person. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Yeah, in this kitab, a person asks Hazrat a question, and this is also one thing that many of us are faced with. And that is, Hazrat wala, aapki baabarkat sohbat. Hazrat mere walid saab salat us saum ki to paabind nahi. That my father, he doesn't make namaz, keep roza, he's far from deen, he's not a deendar person. Lekin kitabe digest bahut zyada mutala karte rehte hai. But he reads lot of magazines, digest, etc. Many a person readers digest, and many a person feels that is a clean book. But it is one of the worst propaganda, not propaganda, teachings of the Christians. The readers digest of the Christian, the missionary work, this is one of the main books. The Reader's Digest, that in every edition of it, you will find two or three stories of some miracle that happened, and ascribe them to Isa alayhi salam. They just prayed to Isa alayhi salam, and what a difficult condition there was, and we came out of it. So in a very subtle way, and unfortunately many of us, there are nice jokes in there, nice words or vocabulary words in there. They've designed it so well, many person gets caught up in it. So Shaitan, he can't force you to do these things. And these digests and all these different many things today, which we feel that we have to read and we have to know. Just to help us, one very good ustad of ours, one time told Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali when he was here, that he wishes to study the books of Maududi in order to refute it. So Allama Sahib became very emotional and like a sort of angry, and he said, never touch his books also. You are a good alim, a good senior alim, but he says that he will also overpower you. So we have to, and today with the internet and everything, we want to Google, etc. We don't know which sites we go onto, and we land ourselves in a very dangerous position. So he says, my father likes to read all that. Haal ye hai ke main jab bhi unse koi deen ki baat karta hoon, to wo ye kis kar taal dete hai, ke sab kuch janta hoon. Mujhko kya batate ho? And he says that whenever I tell him something, make namaz now, it's time for namaz, put the TV off, then he says, I know everything. These people are generally such also, who read all this, that we are the know-all, and nobody must tell us. Tell them, go for a program, Jamaat, for example. We know everything. What they're going to teach? 6 points. I know the 6 points. All those things we know. Maulana's Bayan, what he's going to speak on. I know what he's going to speak on. Nothing new to me. So these people are like that, know all, and they don't want to listen to anyone. Or TV bahut zor se chalate hai. And he puts the TV on and the volume also very loud. Or der tak raat ko, khas taur par jab main ghar par maujood hua karta tha. And the TV till late at night. And especially when I'm there, he knows I don't like it, I don't want it. Then he keeps more later and more louder also. Aur mere laakh mana karne par mujhko bol bol kar dobara cable lagwaye hain. And when I tell him, then even the other, what the table, what all the other filthy, dirty things come, that also again now, he took it out again, he put that also. connected that. اور مجھ کو شروع ہی سے کہتے تھے کہ اگر تم کو یہ چیزیں پسند نہیں تو اپنے رہنے کا کوئی اور بندوبست کرو. And he told me, if you don't like this, you can stay somewhere else. Many youngsters face this position in their homes. لہذا آج میں نے چھوڑ دیا کہ اگر میں گھر میں رہا تو میں بھی کیبل دیکھنے میں ملوث ہو جاؤں گا. So he says, now today when he wrote this letter to Hazrat, I left home. Because if I stay there, the temptation of all these other filthy things are so much, I'll also get involved. اور میری وجہ سے اتنے بڑے خاندان میں دین کی اور دین پر چلنے والوں کی بہت بدنامی ہوگی. And because of this, our family like that is known to be a pious family, all the others. Then and I'm also watching TV and I come by you also, then it will be a source of great shame. Hazrat writes the answer, and this is very important, and that is why we should not decide on our own what to do, like he left home. Hazrat says, aap khud na dekhe, ghar na chhore. Two things to do. You don't watch it at all, and don't leave home either. You stay at home and don't watch the evil. And with regard to watching it, that you say you will also, Hazrat says, at the end, itne din ki sohbat ke baad bhi, itna aitmaad nahi hua, ke khud TV cable na dekho. After coming to me for so long, and still you haven't built up that courage that you can control yourself and that you won't watch it. In other words, this is also a thing that coming to majlis, attending majlis, we have to build ourselves up. See how much have we built ourselves that when these temptations come, this is the purpose and object that we can then protect ourselves. So Hazrat says that don't leave home and don't watch either. Or khud us waqt ghar mein na rahe jab TV chal raha ho. But when the TV is on, don't stay in the house. Be out, go to a masjid, go stay with other good friends, etc. یہ عملی تبلیغ زبانی تبلیغ سے زیادہ مؤثر ہوں گے. This practical, physical تبلیغ of yours that you are putting TV, I won't listen to it. But you don't leave home. When that is finished, you come back home. This will have a greater effect. Where our words people don't want to listen. They get more cross when we tell them. They do worse things, more worse they do when we tell them. So they are practical. You remain firm properly on deen, and this definitely wears off. It's a few days, few weeks, and then you will see they will get the message. As we will read in front, that how the changes came when he made amal, what Hazrat had told him, then the whole house changed. This practical tabligh, this is a very great thing which our buzurgs encourage very much. And we usually just want to do a lot of shouting, etc., give lot bayans, etc. But instead of that, and in that perhaps many times, they just to spite us, they do even worse things. So at that time, this practical tabligh, that we don't take part in any of those things, we show them good akhlaq, character, everything, buy them a little present now, then they will see this person likes us. But they will realize these things are harmful. And eventually they will also realize that for not only our deen and akhirat, this is destructive, total destruction for our dunya also. And then they themselves will automatically not only follow, but they will encourage other people also, as we will read in front. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, what we're going to read now is about pride and vanity. Where a person, he thinks himself to be good. Not that he thinks others to be bad, but just to think that I'm good, that is also totally haram. And it's a destruction for a person. Ujub or kibar ka ilaj. Hazrat our Shaykh, Hazrat Mahasha Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, has formulated this prescription for the treatment of our vanity also, and that is that I think I'm good. And pride also, that I'm better than other people, and if somebody tells me something, I'm not prepared to accept it. Tell me the right thing, and I'm not prepared to accept it, that is pride. Ujub, apni nazar mein apne aap ko achha samajhna hai. Ujub is that in your own eyes, according to yourself, I'm a good person. And many of us suffer from this. Some of us, we will even say that we don't do, we are good people, we don't do all this kind of things, we don't do all that kind of things. And some of us don't say it, but the thought is in the mind that we are good people, we don't do wrong things. Kibar, and what is pride? Apne aap ko bara samajna aur dusro ko hatir bhi samajna. That you think yourself to be big, to be good, and at the same time you look down upon other people also. Aur had baat ka qabool na karna. And you are not prepared to accept the truth. Somebody tells you some mistake of yours, whatever, you don't want to accept it. That's also pride, because of pride. Agar koi shakht apne ko bara nahi samajta aur dusro ko hatir nahi samajta. If a person does not think that I am a big person, that I am somebody great, and he doesn't look down upon other people, that these are poor people, these people haven't got clothes to wear, these people, they don't make namaz, they don't keep roza, they non-believers, and all like this, they are like this. If a person thinks like that, if he doesn't think like that, or haq baat qabool karta hai, and he accepts the truth, to ye daulat aur sultanat aur shandar libas ke bawajood takabbur mein mubtala nahi. Then this person, in spite of having lot of wealth, in spite of being a king and a ruler, in spite of wearing very good clothes, expensive clothes too, in spite of all that, he hasn't got pride in him. Today, unfortunately, when a person dresses well also, he's got a smart car, a smart house, then we feel that he's got pride in him because he's driving a big car. He may be duniyadar, but pride he might not have. If he accepts, somebody tells him you have done this wrong, and he does not feel he's better than other people, he hasn't got pride in him. So it's very important to know what pride is. Otherwise, generally, and also, as far as in the deeni field, ulama who speak out the truth, and they are very hard on the truth, many people feel that they also got pride in them. That they just tell off people like that, that is also not pride. That's a different thing, how to say it. Whichever place, the people are receptive and they can understand, there to be hard is no problem. But where people are not receptive, they don't understand, and you are hard, you'll push them further away. But where people can understand and they are prepared to accept, there to be hard, it's not a sign of pride at all. It's your deen-e ghairat. Like, for example, you see your child you're having a bride, and the child is going to hold a coal. Now you push the child away, you shout the child, that you haven't got pride. The same way the child wants to commit a sin, and you force her to fully stop the child, it's not pride, it's the feeling you got for the child. So pride, we must not mistake it, and think that because a person is like always he shouts, etc., he's got that attitude, he just doesn't want to listen, see anything wrong, whether it's in the family, whether it's in the masjid, whether it's in the town, then that is not necessarily pride. Pride is when you don't want to accept the truth and you look down upon people. کمالات اشرفیہ میں حضرت حکیم الامت مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ کا ارشاد ہے کہ بندہ جس وقت اپنے آپ کو اچھا سمجھتا ہے اس وقت اللہ تعالی کی نظر میں برا اور حقیر ہوتا ہے. حضرت مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ at that moment and that time that anyone thinks I'm good and he looks down upon others in the eyes of Allah, he has dropped. He has got no value in the eyes of Allah. Like, for example, a person may be making bayan, and of all the people, he is a big man, he is making bayan. But there, while making bayan, he's saying now, people they don't make namaz, they don't keep beards, and this comes in his heart, I do all these things, I'm better than them. Then, though he's sitting higher also, and he is giving the bayan, but of all, he's the lowest in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So this is very, very sensitive issue, and it's very important that we understand this. And we all have to advise other people, whether it's our children, whether it's the ustad in the class, whether it's the sheikh with his murid, but all the time we have to be thinking that I'm reprimanding him. If Allah takes me to task, what will be my condition? Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi himself says, I have to shout the murid, sometimes I have to be very, very hard upon them. But then on my own, I cry to Allah Ta'ala. So it is not that we just got a license now, because you the father, you the mother, you the sheikh, you the ustad, so we can just do what we want to. We have to be considerate, we have to think what our condition is in front of Allah Ta'ala. And all of us are more sinful to Allah Ta'ala than what that person is, what wrong he has done to us. More than that, we are sinful to Allah Ta'ala. And what are our favors on that person? And Allah's favors on us, unlimited. We cannot imagine what favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. Or jab apni nazar mein haqeer aur bura hota hai. And when a person feels, I'm terrible, what have I done? What am I doing? I'm the worst. And he looks down upon himself. To Allah Ta'ala ki nazar mein bhala aur achcha hota hai. When in the eyes of Allah, that person is good. That Allah loves such a person who has understood that I'm the worst, I'm the lowest. While making my tahajjud, I'm worse than all who are sleeping at that time. And this doesn't give, for example, the husband or the wife the permission to sleep tahajjud time. That tahajjud namaz that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wasallu wa nasu niyam, that you will make namaz at that time when others are sleeping. So the wife says, if I don't sleep, then how are you going to get this virtue? Or the husband says, that if I don't sleep, how are you? You'll make namaz while I'm sleeping. Then you'll get the full picture of this hadith. No, that we're making tahajjud, but at that time also we realize, Ya Allah, I am of all who are sleeping, they're better than me. I've come here, I'm trying to make you happy. I don't know that what am I. And also we have to think, I'm making wudu, is my wudu being done properly or not? If one hair gets left dry, wudu is not made. Then before that, my istinja, did I do my istinja properly? Then haven't I got some dirt filth on my body? That some of my clothing or some of the food I ate, wasn't that contaminated? And that is in me also. All these wrong things of mine. Haven't I perhaps fallen into kufr and shirk? And without that, no matter what tahajjud and what you make, it's got no value by Allah Ta'ala. So we have to all the time, and in today's world, what things are happening, how lot, everything of ours is so, but Allah is most merciful, never on the other hand lose sight of the great mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala also. Ujab aur kibar ki bimari bewakuf aur beakal logo ko hoti hai. And a person who is stupid and who hasn't got brains, that is a person who gets involved in pride. That little bit thinking that you can easily, I'm not fit to have this pride. That I think I'm better than that person. I'm better than that person. A person, just a little bit thought of it, and he will be able to realize it. For example, a person, very, very good, jayyid hafiz, qiraat, tajweed, everything. And somebody else, he doesn't know his Quran also, and his tajweed also, makharij also, I'm better than him. He can get one stroke and he can forget his whole Quran. And that person can tomorrow start learning and he becomes a better hafiz. You can be an alim, very great alim, but just anything can happen, you become paralyzed. Now everything is lost. And the paralysis on your brain, whatever you had is gone. And another person who may be a small child who can't even read properly, but he grows up to become a great qari. So to be, to feel that, to have this pride is a very, very dangerous thing. In this kitab, Ma'arif and Masnavi, we start the next instance and just short the whole, it's not so long. But the sum total of this is instant here, Hikayat Zahide Fuhi. The story, the incident of one great Buzurg who went and lived in a cave in the mountain. What was it all? Simply just that he did not say one time, Insha'Allah, his one hand and one leg was taken away. It was cut off because he did not say Insha'Allah one time. So we will read the story, inshallah, but let us keep in mind, and this is a thing which is really out of our language. And these are things for a mu'min, for a person who believes in Allah, he can't do without insha'Allah, alhamdulillah, masha'Allah, bismillah. These things must be readily on our tongue. In fact, one of the main salient qualities and features of this ummah, that everything, la ilaha illallah. But we find, unfortunately, that is also not with us. But there are, mashallah, many Arabs, anything, whether it's a thing which is of astonishment, la ilaha illallah. A thing somebody committed some big guna, la ilaha illallah. Or everything, la ilaha illallah. But unfortunately, it's not on our tongue. So here is of this great buzurg, genuine, true buzurg. He didn't say, inshallah, the punishment was that he lost his hand and leg. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not say, inshallah, wahi was stopped. And that was so hard, more than losing a hand and leg also. That Nabi, when they slept with Allah. And we can't imagine what that love. And now that connection was broken. Allah was not speaking to him. Allah did not send wahi. How it went on Nabi, how hard it was for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ek durvesh pahar ki ghati mein gaya. One Allah wala, a pious person, went into a valley in the mountain. Aur hat ta'ala se ahad kiya. And made a promise to Allah tabarak ta'ala ke main tamam alaiq-e dunyavi se rukh pher kar ab aapki ibadat mein yahan muqeem rahunga. Now turning away from all connections of dunya. No wife also, no children, no business, no food, no stove, no nothing I got here. I turned my attention and I'm only going to be doing your ibadat here. Aur bhook se jab tang haal hunga, to aap hi ki taraf se ata ka muntazir rahunga. And when I will be very hungry and desperate because of my hunger, then I will just turn to you and hope to, for you to give me my food. خود نہ کسی مخلوق سے سوال کروں گا نہ اس کوہ و بیابا کے درختوں سے کوئی پھل یا پتا توڑ کر کھاؤں گا. And when I will not ask any creation for anything whatsoever. And yea, in this barren land, where I will not take from any of the trees and the fruit and the leaves of this tree, that also I will not eat. البتہ جو پھل خود بخود ہوا سے زمین پر گریں گے صرف ان کو کھا کر زندگی بسر کروں گا. However, the fruit that falls itself from the tree, which falls on the ground, that I will eat and I will carry on living my life like that. So this he had made a promise to Allah like this, and he started living there far away from the town people, far from the town. He carried on making Allah's ibadahs like this, but he did not say inshallah. He trusted himself. I will do all this. And many of us, many of these things, that I will do this, I will do that, those are very, Allah does not like that. Allah wants you to realize you can't even, the eyelid, you can't even move that without the command of Allah. Your one finger, forget making a signature, just to lift your finger without Allah's command. So, and then to express it, that is what Allah loves. Not just that you know it, but you say the word, if Allah wishes, inshallah, then I will do this, then I will do this. But to trust yourself, I'm going, like making yourself khuda. If I got the power to do it, this Allah Ta'ala dislikes very greatly. May Allah give us all the peace, inshallah.